Well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average opened today at another record high after hitting 23,000 for the first time yesterday. The Dow is up more than 25% since the election, and it has more than tripled since the market hit bottom just after President Obama took office. Joining us now is Diane Swonk, founder of DS Economics. She's in Chicago. Hi, Diane.
Good to be here.
And another milestone for the Dow. We know President Trump would love to take credit for it, but what's driving this?
Well, what we see is a combination of factors. There certainly is a lot of optimism regarding tax cuts, not necessarily tax reforms. You got to delineate that. And what we're seeing is sort of a sugar high where many investors are just hoping that a lower corporate tax rate and lower tax rates on the wealthy will fall to their bottom line. And I think that's what you're seeing priced into the market. These market highs are as rich by some measures. Bob Shiller, who's the Nobel laureate economist, has said since 1929, the only good news is they're not as levered.
Now, the market has just been going up and up and up for many years now. Are there fears in your crowd that this could be a bubble, that it could be about to have a correction?
I think there is a lot of concern that there is volatility in the future, that there could be a lot of potholes in the legislative process, which we've already seen. It's very inconsistent. You heard a good summary just about, you know, the back and forth and repeal, replace on healthcare. Tax policy is also sort of already morphed from reform, which is revenue neutral, into these cuts, which is a sugar high and not getting on us a fiscal nutritious place going forward and adding to the deficit, which would raise interest rates down the road and undermine financial markets. So financial markets are at risk right now, and they are also very accustomed to very easy monetary policy. This has been a global phenomena where, you know, sort of the central banks have been propping up economies around the world, but we've now got some stamina. We're actually seeing some self-feeding momentum, and they don't have to sort of spike the punch bowl anymore. They're actually adding a little fruit punch. And the question is, how much fruit punch do they water down that punch bowl with to avoid a hangover? Because that could actually affect financial markets if they water it down too quickly, very rapidly.
And this rally has been going on for a long time at this point.
Absolutely. And what you saw was, I mean, I remember when the markets hit the NASDAQ, I think it was hit, or the S&P hit 666, that sign of the devil, was awful, back in 2009, and then finally came back. But it really was central banks providing easy money and companies being able to restructure their debt and get back on their solid footing. Some of it was very good profits, but it hasn't really fallen down to the bottom line of wages. We're still seeing an economy that is doing well, is generating jobs, but not as much wage growth as we'd like to see. And of course, as wage share increases, that is what would be a healthier stage of the economy, but it would be a more difficult phase for markets as well.
Now, you've been talking about how some of this market rally is due to the expectation about tax cuts. The Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, told Politico in a podcast out today that not passing the Republican tax bill would cause the market to plummet. Let's listen.
I think to the extent we get the tax deal done, the stock market will go up higher. But there's no question in my mind, if we don't get it done, you're going to see a reversal of a significant amount of these gains.
Diane, is there truth to that?
I think there is truth to that because the markets are very much pricing in. They've overpriced in a tax cut and reform and the efficiencies we get from that. So we're risky, even if they fall short on what they deliver on legislation, that these markets are not, you know, they're pricing in too much optimism on that.
What other concerns are there in the market right now besides what's happening in Washington? We know the Party Congress is going on in China today. Over
yes.
the last few years, people have been worried about China at different times. Are there other factors that you're watching?
There's a lot of factors I'm watching. I'm not sure that the markets are watching them as closely as they should. One is NAFTA, whether or not trade agreements get pushed through and what that means for repercussions for our companies abroad, but also and in the U.S. But more importantly, what's going to happen with our own Federal Reserve? We could see as many as 6 seats of the 7 Board of Governors, including the chair and vice chair, turn over. We're going to see an announcement on the chair and who's going to replace Janet Yellen, or is she going to stay on hopefully in the next week or so. That keeps getting put off. The more it's put off, the more uncertainty we have. But it's at a time when we also could see the central bank shift towards raising rates more aggressively and bringing on leadership that would be more inclined to raise rates more aggressively. That's something that financial markets have not priced in at all.
You think if it's somebody other than Janet Yellen that gets picked by President Trump to lead the Fed, that that person could try to raise rates faster?
I think Jay Powell, who's currently on the Fed with Janet Yellen, wouldn't do that, and he's on the list as well. He's more of a continuity type player, although he may be forced to raise rates more rapidly given the economy and how it's unfolding and its resilience, which is good. It's an affirmation of the strength in the economy. But the bottom line is we're talking about a lot of people who, although they are much more in favor of deregulation, something the market likes in the right. financial sector, they want to raise rates a lot more rapidly. So it's no free lunch for the financial markets.
That's Diane Swonk, founder of DS Economics in Chicago. Diane, thank you.
Thank you.